can be in?
I imagine in a better house that have a garden and a spacious place for babies to play. But now we live in a flat and here's everything is expensive.
25-year-old Eva is 7 months pregnant with her first child. 3 weeks ago, she moved to Beirut from her home in western Syria to join her husband.
My husband worked full of the day and I can't find time to see him, and I have to work to help him to get money for the baby to have a better life.
He's been here for 2 years and can't go back to Syria for fear of being conscripted into the army. He has a good job in a bar, but has worked 16 hours every day for the last 6 months to save for the baby's arrival. Suddenly, Eva has no friends, family support or healthcare. She sits by the bar watching him work each day so she can be near him.
And it's hurt to the baby, and they can't see his grandparents. It's bad for him, for him and for me.
But Eva knows her situation could be much worse. For now, at least, they will have enough to pay for the baby's delivery and her aftercare. Many Syrian women in Lebanon have lost their partners and their incomes and have little hope of maternal care.
The main challenge for Syrian refugees to access health care in Lebanon is that the medical service in Lebanon is very expensive. So they are faced a very poor and complicated condition.
Gynecologist Sarah Hussein says few refugee mothers can support these costs. €35 for an appointment or ultrasound, almost €500 for a regular delivery, and over €1,000 for a cesarean.
They are all very crowded, they have poor sanitation, they are non-educated level, most of them, so they don't want what they need regarding the medical care.
But without access to proper care, mothers can face life-threatening complications like hypertension, diabetes, hemorrhages and infection. Dr. Hussein works in a mother and child clinic run by the charity Médecins Sans Frontières in Shatila camp just south of Beirut, where over 30,000 refugees live in often squalid conditions. Almost all her clients are Syrian refugees. Here they have free, specialised pre- and postnatal care, as well as a fully equipped childbirth unit. But the dangers aren't just physical. Psychologist Samir Ismail says the clinic also helps women suffering from trauma experienced in Syria.
The most common mental health problem now here in maternity facing, the anxiety problem and depression. Because she's alone and she can't take care of this baby. She didn't know a lot of things. And they are young women. So it's like a child, take care of a child. And also, above everything, the situation that they lived before in Syria. And now they are more emotional in this period because of the hormones, so they start remember everything happened in Syria, like flashback.
The need for the clinic is clear from its success. Since opening in 2013, the number of deliveries has almost tripled to 300 a month. For some, though, good healthcare isn't enough. Zakia Ahmadissa is 37 and pregnant, but can't bear to give a sixth child such an unstable life.
بس الظروف اللي هون ما بتخلينا ما بساعدنا. طبعا بالنسبة إلي أنا ما بساعدني إنه أنجب أولاد.
But Eva refuses to lose hope and avoids negative thoughts for the sake of her unborn son's health. High blood pressure caused by anxiety is a frequent problem among refugee mothers. So Eva focuses on watching maternity videos and reading books, hoping to learn what she always imagined her mother and family would be there to teach her.
I have to be optimistic. Because we are Syrian, there is a situation, and we have to live this life. We didn't choose our life or choices. We must live this life.
Leila Milana Allen, RFI, Beirut.